We're broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios. Middle Tennessee Electric, serving to make life better
since 1936.
Talking with Rutherford County for 78 years. This is the WGNS Action Line. Now, your host, Scott Walker.
Things happening within the Rutherford County Library System. And this morning, we're going to be focusing on the Technology Engagement Center and all the different things happening within the Tech Center. Kathleen Tyree is with us today.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good. So what is new and what's happening at the Technology Engagement Center?
Well, it's spring, so the Seed Library is open. And I do want to thank you for talking about that in the last couple of weeks, because we have had quite the upsurge in visitors. We've done some new library cards for people, because you need a library card to get seeds from the Seed Library. But I would say the first week it was open, we saw 45 people getting seeds from the Seed Library.
That's
and it's
awesome.
Been, of course, more since then, since it opened on the 1st of March.
Yeah, we had quite a few different folks on the air talking about lawns and gardens, and I believe each time they were on, they talked about that Seed Library.
What's interesting is that the concept of a Seed Library is not a new thing. It's something I've wanted to do for a long time, and this is our third year of it at the Technology Engagement Center. But Nashville Public Library has done it for years. I've known some folks in different libraries across the country that have done it. Probably 10, 15 years this has been going on. You know, seed sharing is a cool idea. Oh, yeah. It went forever. That's how seeds used to be shared.
You know, when I first heard about it, I thought it's kind of like whenever the agriculture centers do these plant swaps. You bring a plant, you trade it for another one, leave with a brand new one. It's kind of like that, but even cooler.
Exactly. And speaking of swaps, if I may jump over there, we are going to have a craft supply swap at the Tech.
That's neat.
Everyone seems to have a little bit of something in their back of their closet. You know, they picked up a craft, a hobby. It wasn't for them, or they've moved on to something else. So this is going to be part of April, our upcycling, recycling, Earth Day sort of feel at the Technology Engagement Center. The first week of April, you can bring your gently used, unused craft supplies to the Tech. And on the 6th of April, we will have a swap there at the Tech.
You know, things like that brings, I think, people together. Probably a lot of people who never would have otherwise met each other.
Oh, exactly. You know, and you're going to find out why somebody likes something or why it wasn't for them. I'm looking for a particular color of yarn. Maybe I'll bump into it there rather than buying it. You know, somebody's happy to get rid of it, and I'm happy to pick it up.
So for that event, you literally bring with you some craft item that you have, maybe laying around your house, haven't been able to use.
Well, you drop it off the week ahead of time.
Drop it off. Okay.
Yeah, drop it off to us at the front desk. And if you're dropping things off, you'll get a ticket, and that lets you shop ahead of time between 1 and 2 on the 6th. But if you don't have anything that you drop off, that's fine. You can still come and peruse between 2 and 3 on the 6th.
And you know, the other neat aspect about that, folks who maybe wouldn't otherwise go out and buy different craft items in order to do some type of project in their house will be able to do that now.
Right. They might get inspired.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. You also have coming up, April is Citizen Science Month.
Yes.
So what is that about?
Well, I always push that because I'm a bird watcher. I'm a native plant lover. And citizen science is a way for the everyday person to assist in data collection for scientists. So there are lots of apps. iNaturalist is one. Seek Merlin is one that a lot of people use to identify birds. You can gather information, and by recording it on your app, scientists can use that information to further their data collection. So you're helping scientists. They're gathering more information from across the country. I just participated in one, which is the Project Feeder Watch. And they just put out all of their information from back in early February. I saw 16 different species of birds in my yard.
16 different species?
Yes. And
wow.
I had 23 turkeys walk through, and I was so happy to be able to say, oh, that was a real boon. So I got to send in my information, and this was their biggest year ever. So a lot of folks are really into bird watching right now, even in this tiny little way. I can't ID birds by their song, not very many. But I can see them. I can flip through my book and send this information in via an app. It was a lot of fun.
Again, Kathleen Tyree with us today from the Technology Engagement Center in Murfreesboro. And for those who don't know where that is, it's behind Hobgood Elementary.
Correct. We're on Minerva Drive on the MTSU side of town.
And then also technology assistance.
And that happens at every branch of the system. It's either volunteer or staff run. And I would recommend going to the website and finding out where it is, what time it is at a branch near you. At my branch at the tech, it's every Monday at 1 o'clock.
Okay.
The volunteer that comes to my branch works well with Apple products. If you have an iPhone, iPad that you need some help with, come to the tech on Mondays.
I know one of the things that we've gotten a lot of questions on since last time somebody was on the air and they talked about it was the Library of Things.
What is that? Okay. We started this up last summer. And another thing that I've really wanted to do, since I saw it at a library in Vermont some years ago, they had gardening tools that you could get and power tools. And there's a lot of people that live in rental properties and they don't have a lot of storage. And maybe they need to hang some pictures, but they don't have a power drill. So being able to go to a library and borrow that for a period of time and then return it, not having to worry about buying a tool that you won't use all the time, is fabulous. I don't have power tools at this time, but maybe someday. I have a GoPro camera, 2 VR headsets. The hold list is as long as my arm for those things. I have some higher end board games, not Hungry Hungry Hippos and Candyland, but some of the ones that you would want to try before you buy to see if it's something that you and your family enjoyed, you know, before you spent money on it.
Yeah.
We have label maker. We have a shredder. This is a great time to use a shredder or a document scanner because tax season. Go ahead and use these things and then return them to the library because you don't need them but once a year.
What a neat idea. So how extensive is that Library of Things at the Tech Center?
Oh, I bet we have 30 some, probably more than that. Now, the best way to find out is to go to our website, and then across the banner of the catalog, there will be a box that says Library of Things, and you can click that, and it will list everything in the Library of Things collection.
What are some of the other libraries doing as far as the things they have in their Library of Things?
Well, they're contemplating that. What they have done is jumped on board with the kit. We have STEAM kits at our library branch, which is an activity and a book packaged together, different age groups represented, but other branches are going on board with perhaps music focus or sensory items, art items. So look into the library catalog again and search for kits.
Okay.
K-I-T-S, kits.
Are there any musical instruments out there available yet?
Yes, I think there is a percussion kit at MGL Library inside Patterson Park.
Every parent's dream.
And I have a ukulele.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes, every parent's dream indeed. Well, try before you buy, right?
That's right. What else is happening over there?
Well, I need to do a plug for the system, if you don't mind.
Sure.
I promised Mindy I'd do this, the interim director. The Library Foundation is having a fundraiser, and this will help the entire system. It is Rutherford Races to Read, and it will be held at Oakland's Mansion on April 12th from 2 to 5, a family-friendly derby event. So there aren't really horses there. I mean, sort of. They're inflatable horses. Sponsors will be racing inflatable horses.
I've never seen that.
I can't quite visualize it, but there is a video. So if you Google Wild Goose Chase Events, you will see.
Inflatable horses racing.
I guess so. Oh my goodness. It's going to be live music, food trucks, and derby fashion attire is encouraged.
Wow. Okay. And that's April 12th from 2 to 5, Oakland's Mansion, the location of that.
Indeed. And it will all benefit the Library Foundation, who of course supports the Rutherford County Library System.
There is also a search underway for the next full-time librarian.
The director of the entire system.
Oh, the director. I'm sorry.
Yes,
okay.
The entire system is led by a director, and we haven't had one for over a year now. Mindy Barrett, who is the branch manager of Lineball Library, is working dually as the interim director. But we have learned the library board has hired a firm that is working to get candidates for this position. That firm is doing pre-interviews. And the library board will be doing, I think, Zoom interviews at the end of this month, beginning of April. and then in-person interviews sometime in April.
This is the position that was held by Rita Shacklett for so many years, right?
Correct. And then Laurel Best before that.
That's right. So the person who is going to lead this position, they're going to be over quite a few libraries and locations.
Right. 6 branches plus the bookmobile.
Mm-hmm. And they'll have to figure out new ways to grow, expand, and all that fun stuff.
Move with the times. Yeah. Exactly. It'll be very interesting.
And the libraries have changed a lot over the years over time. I mean, especially with new technology being introduced into the mainstream, if you would, because there is a lot happening out there.
Oh, that's right. It's so different from when you were a kid, when I was a kid. There's still story times. There's still puppet shows. There's still books on the shelves. But things are so different. I mean, we didn't have a technology coaching one-on-one.
No.
You know, we didn't have a library of things. And knowing that we're going to continue to move forward because you don't want to double back. You know, you want to go down that road and see what's around the next curve.
Yeah, keep expanding. Yeah,
exactly.
I remember when I was younger, really, the only thing the libraries really had were a lot of books. You know, that was the main thing.
Which was exciting. It was so fabulous.
And it's totally different now in a lot of ways at a lot of libraries.
Yeah, even more exciting.
I do wonder, 10 years from now, what is the local library going to look like? What are they going to hold? What are they going to have? I mean, it's going to be even more different.
That's a good question.
I bet it's hard sometimes kind of staying up to date, figuring out what direction to head next, because there are so many changes that happen so fast.
Well, fortunately, there are continued education. There are trainings that we can take, and we follow national trends if we can, the publications. We try to stay up to date as best we can.
I know there are different events that happen, I'm sure, every year for different industries, but one of those events is likely, what, something to have to do with libraries all across the country. I'm sure they get together and they compare notes.
There's a statewide one, the Tennessee Library Association, that is happening in April in Chattanooga this year. And then the American Library Association has a convention every year. And branch of it, the Public Library Association, has a convention every other year.
Again, Kathleen Tyree with us this morning from the Technology Engagement Center. Anything we left off?
There's the Earth Day on the Square celebration, the 26th, I believe.
So the 26th Earth Day, big event on the downtown square.
Yes, we'll be there with the bookmobile, so come by and see us.
Kathleen, thank you for joining us this morning.
Oh, it's been fun, Scott. Thanks.
Talking with Rutherford County for 78 years. This is WGNS Action Line.
From the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios. Middle Tennessee Electric, serving to make life better
since 1936.
Hi, this is Peter Demas with Demas's Family Restaurants. Did you know that Demas's now can cater events? We can ship most of our pastas and we can deliver it to your door. If you're interested in our catering, you can go to demasrestaurants.com and click on the menus on catering to see what options we have available for your next event. Go to demasrestaurants.com.
Shopping for your DIY projects, odds are at the Habitat Restore.
We got it.
If you have a painting project going on, we have plenty of paint supplies. Come see us here at the Habitat Restore.
Find it at the Restore.
If you need batteries, come to the Restore.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today at the Habitat Restore, but it may be gone tomorrow.
Do you need something for your pet? If so, swing by Animal City on Broad Street. We have it all. From premium pet food, fun toys, grooming supplies, and more. You name it, we probably have it. Whether you've got a playful pup, a curious cat, or even a fish that needs a little TLC, we're here to help. Our friendly team can answer your questions and point you in the right direction. Stop by Animal City at 919 Northwest Broad Street today, because happy pets make happy homes.
We're broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios. Electric Studios. Studios.
Visit MTE.com.
When the unexpected happens, fire, water, or storm damage, Farrah Construction can help. Farrah Construction is also there to help when a car slams through the wall. And that seems to happen more often these days. I'm Ron Hall. Let our family at Farrah Construction help you. Call Farrah Construction and we'll board up, put down tarps, secure your home or business until the insurance coverage is approved. I'm Ron Hall. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Farrah Construction Company.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE serves members with more than just electricity. Their community outreach team works with schools, parents, and students to provide engaging and unique learning experiences. MTE, serving to make life better since 1936.
The Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Murfreesboro is a big enough city with a dense enough population where a recycling program could flourish.
Middle Point Landfill's Mike Klassen.
We're proposing and committing to building, operating, and growing recycling programs at the Middle Point Landfill facility in conjunction with the county and hopefully with participation with the cities in Rutherford County too.
Middle Point's trying hard to work with local government in order to start a recycling program.
We're ready to make a change there.
The answer's here, Middle Point Landfill.